Well, praise God. Are you having a good day? Well, amen. I believe you. I'm having a good day and it just got better. Amen. Aren't you glad? You know, there's something so valuable about going to church. There's something valuable about being connected to a body of believers that believe. It's so valuable to go into a place where the corporate anointing is and corporate faith is, because when you come believing, you put yourself in position to receive. And thank God, one can set 1,000 to flight, but two can set 10,000 and a few hundred, I don't know how many, but it's a lot. Amen. So don't ever underestimate the value of going to church and being connected with other believers. It's so important to be connected and get connected and stay connected, because there is strength in the corporate anointing. I thank God for my local church. I thank God for our pastor and for all the ministers on staff and everybody in the walls, because when we come together in community and are connected, there is strength. Oh, praise God. Aren't you glad? And that's just a good example of tonight. You come to church not thinking a thing. I wasn't thinking a thing. And the Spirit of God answers some things and He moves on our behalf. Aren't you glad? Well, if you don't mind, go ahead and open your Bibles tonight to Hebrews chapter 13. We're going to start in Hebrews 13, 8. I'm going to ask them up on the screens to put Hebrews 6, 17 and 18 in the Amplified. Hebrews 6, 17, and 18, Amplified on the screens. And we're turning in our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. One of the greatest statements I believe that ever was put in the Word of God for our benefit and for your benefit is right here in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much that Jesus is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Father God, tonight we just thank you for your word, and we thank you for your Spirit in this place. We yield to your Spirit. We yield to your anointing. Let the words that we speak be words of life that come from the throne. We thank you, Father God, that in everything we do, we give glory to Jesus. Oh, we thank you so much tonight that he's in this place. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, everybody say, Jesus Christ is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Folks, I'm here to tell you, we live in a world that changes every day. It's great to find something that does not change or is dependable or stable. I mean, just the other day, I was driving to church and I saw my oldest daughter's car come this way, Hope. And so her car's coming across the median. I'm coming across. I've got my youngest daughter, Catherine, in the car. And I look over, and Hope's not driving the car. There is somebody in there with real dark hair driving her car, and she was blonde yesterday. I looked at Kat, and I said, who's that? She said, that's Hope. I said, no, it's not. Sure enough, 10 minutes later at church, that was Hope. What'd you do to your hair? Oh, I colored it. You know, change is all around us. Things change. I mean, we had a famous football player from Mississippi change teams. No, it wasn't Jesse Mitchell. It was Brett Favre. He changed teams. He was a Green Bay Packer forever. Green Bay Packer for life. I never got used to watching him in purple. Pastor Dean likes purple. He's a Minnesota Viking fan. I'm here to tell you, the truth is this. Jesus never, ever changes. He doesn't change. What he did yesterday, he's going to do today, and then he's going to do it tomorrow. Jesus believes the same thing yesterday, he believes it today, and he believes it tomorrow. His doctrine doesn't change. His beliefs don't change. His character never, ever changes. What Jesus did back then, he'll do today. He's going to do it tomorrow, and he's going to do it forever. In our society, in our country, in this life, things change in the natural. But thank God, one thing never changes is my Father, my Savior Jesus. He does not change. He doesn't change. He is the same. Remember that scripture over in Malachi 3:6? For I am the Lord, I change not. He didn't say, for I am the Lord and I may change depending on the circumstances, the weather, and the economy. We may believe in increase if the economy is good. We may believe in healing if your health is good. No, he says, I change not. Everybody say, God the Father never changes. The reason it's so very, very important to get that in your being, the reason I'm going to camp on it for a few minutes tonight, is because when something does not change, there's no variableness, it is always the same, you can count on it, it's dependable, and you can have faith in it. The basis of faith is consistency and dependability. The basis in which I can trust my wife is the fact that she does the same thing every single day. I'm here to tell you, my wife's always going to put on makeup. It never changes. She's dependable. The first thing she does in the morning is brush her teeth and put on makeup. Oh, well, sometimes the coffee. But those three things are going to happen at my house. And what does it produce? It produces faith, it produces trust, it produces confidence. One thing we can never, ever forget is that our Heavenly Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, they just never change. But I'm here to tell you there's something even deeper to that. We've got Hebrews 6:17 on the screens, and I'm going to turn over. I'm going to read it first out of the Amplified, and then we'll get to the out of the King James, then we'll get to the Amplified. And I'm going to start in verse 13. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely, blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee, and thy seed is what it says in the Old Testament. That was a promise he made. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Verse 17, wherein God willingly, more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon hope set before us. There's a word in that passage that I had to look up years ago when I first read it, and it's the word immutable. How many of y'all learned that in high school? I did not. I went to high school in Alabama, not in Mississippi. Maybe you learned it here. Maybe you learned it in Minnesota. But the first time I read it, I breezed through that for years and had no idea what he was talking about. Am I the only one that ever saw that? The word, what does immutable mean? I had to look it up. I will read it to you. The word immutable means not capable of or susceptible to change. Did y'all catch that? Immutable. Immutable. Two things. It's impossible for God to lie. Immutability of his counsel, the immutability of his word. It is impossible for God the Father to change or to be susceptible to change, which means change down here does not change him. He's not affected by the economy. He's not affected by bad news. He's not affected by the weather. He's always the same. But the thing about it is, and the part I really want you to get a hold of, it says that he's not capable of or susceptible to change. He's just not capable. God's character, his doctrine, what he says, what he believes, what he's going to do in your life, it does not change. Synonyms. Fixed, inflexible, unalterable, unchangeable. The Amplified. It says the unchangeableness of his purpose and plan. God's purpose and plan for your life is unchangeable. It's immutable. It's incapable of changing. His goodness, His favor, what He wants in our lives each and every day, it doesn't change. You go to verse 18 here in the Amplified, and it comes down here, in which it is impossible for God ever to prove. This was so that by two unchangeable things, His promise and His oath. Everybody say His promise, His oath, His word to me is unchangeable. And He never lies. What does that mean? He is 100% dependable. People who say you can never tell what God's going to do have never ever read the Bible, and they don't know Him.
That's right.
Well, you just never can tell about God. That's absolutely incorrect. You can tell about God. He's going to do what He did yesterday. He's going to do it today. He's going to do it tomorrow. And He's going to do it forever. He healed yesterday. He's going to heal today. He provided yesterday. He's going to provide today. He blessed yesterday. He's going to bless today. He showed up yesterday. He's going to show up today. He showed up for Daniel. He's going to show up for you. He showed up for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And He will show up for you. Because He doesn't change. He's just looking for somebody with a little bit of faith who will not change. In Colorado Springs, there's a clock. It's an atomic clock. It's called the FIST F1, F-I-S-T, F1. It is the clock in which we get all of our time from in the United States of America. It is a clock that is so dependable that it would take millions and millions and millions of years just for it to get off a nanosecond. It's that dependable. It is a cesium atomic atom clock, and it's run by the vibrations of cesium atoms. And they vibrate over 9 billion times in a second. And every time that thing vibrates, it clicks a second. Then more, 9 billion more vibrations. You didn't realize you were coming to get a physics lesson. And they say that it would take millions and millions of years for it to get off. And eventually they're going to replace it with the F2 or the F7, whichever it is. But I'm here to tell you, as dependable as that clock is, that atomic clock in Boulder, Colorado, it's not even close to how dependable your Father is for you every day.
Thank you, Lord.
He can be counted on. He can be trusted. He's going to do exactly what He said He would do in your life. All of our technology today is made possible by the dependability and the accuracy of these atomic clocks. They first came about in about 1955. And they say without that, the internet, all the GPS, the power grids, all the things we take for granted, all the things we love, would not be possible, because this accuracy, this dependability, synchronizes everything down to the nanosecond and allows everything to run. But I'm here to tell you, it doesn't even compare to the dependability and the immutability of our God, whom it says there is no variableness or shadow of His changing. God doesn't even turn a little bit. If He turned just a little bit, it would cast a shadow. See, the truth is the truth, and the sun shines right directly on Him, and He doesn't even, there's no variableness or shadow in His turning. Faith begins with the word trust, and trust is completely related to dependability, accuracy, and doing the same every single time. And God the Father, in His love, in His character, in His integrity, does the same thing every time, and you can predict down to the millisecond what He will do and when He will do it. If there's anything about our God, he's predictable in that he said, I'm Jehovah God. I have character and nature. I am Jehovah Rapha. I am your God that heals you. One of the things we want to always remember about the character and nature of God, he is Jehovah Rapha. Exodus 15, 26. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Everybody say, he is the Lord that healeth me. He, in that one statement, for the rest of time, solidified that in his nature, in his character, in his doctrine, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth. I am Jehovah Rapha, the one who cures, the one who heals, the one who repairs, and the one who makes whole, the one who is the great physician. Something that is never, ever going to change is the character and nature of God that he desires to heal all. He is Jehovah God. He is Jehovah Jireh, my provider. He is Jehovah Shalom, my peace. He is Jehovah Rapha, my healer. He is. I don't care what they say on the internet. I don't care what some politician or preacher or somebody says. That's what and that's who he is. He is Jehovah God, the one that heals. Jehovah Rapha, my healer. He never wakes up. You know, today I just don't feel like Jehovah Rapha. You know, the angels kept me up all night. A lot of problems, a lot of prayer requests. Jesus was in my ear. He sits at the right hand and makes petitions and prayers. I don't feel like Jehovah Rapha this morning. He never wakes up and says, I'm going to be Jehovah, give you a hard time today. No, he's not. That's not God. Remember, he's immutable. He changes not. Everybody say this, he's immutable. He changes not. If you get anything tonight, I want you to get that. Because that will help your faith more than anything. Because what he did yesterday, he'll do today. What he did for Daniel, he'll do for you. What he did for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he'll do it for you. What he did for David, he'll do it for you. And what he did for Jesus, he does every single day for us. Exactly what he did. He just doesn't change. He's dependable. He's reliable. And that's what we base our faith on. My faith in healing, Jehovah God. Remember what it says in Psalm 103? Why don't we turn over there? Talking about God, who he is. He said he changes not. Well, what did he do? What does he do? If he never changes, I want to know what he does. What is his character? What is his nature? I am the Lord that healeth thee. Psalm 103. Psalm 103 and verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. I'm going to ask him to put Psalm 103, verse 3 in the Amplified up. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Did y'all catch that? Yeah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, and his benefits never change. Everybody say, his benefits. They never change. He forgives all my iniquities. He heals all my diseases. That never changes. It never, ever changes. Who forgives every one of all of your iniquities. Who heals each one of all your diseases. Every one of them. For God to have healed back then and not healed today would say that he changed, he turned. And his character or his nature had changed. And it's just not possible. Jehovah Rapha is still alive and well today. He's still healing today. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all of their destructions. Even when I have destruction at my own hand, he said, I'm going to deliver you from even your destructions. I am the Lord. I change not. Unchangeable. His oath, his word, it's immutable. It changes not. Oh, praise God. He sent his word and healed them and delivered from all their iniquities. Delivered them from all. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is the same. Flip over to Matthew chapter 9. What did Jesus do? If Jesus is the same, what did he do? Matthew chapter 9 and verse 35, we see what Jesus did, what his nature was, what his character was, what his routine was. In Matthew chapter 9 and verse 35, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Jesus, yesterday, was teaching, preaching, and healing. And what he wants to do today is teaching, preaching, and healing. And what he wants to do tomorrow is teaching, preaching, and healing. Amen. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. The reason there's not more healing going on, because there's not more teaching and preaching going on. When you teach and preach on healing, when you teach and preach the truth of the word, when you teach and preach that Jesus is the healer, that God the Father still heals today, you teach that, faith comes, and then healing comes. You know, it says over there in Luke, they came to hear and to be healed. Notice the hearing came before the healing. They came to hear and to be healed. See, when you begin to hear that he heals, you hear that he delivers. You hear that he forgives. You hear that he sets free. All of a sudden, it picks up your spirit. It picks up your expectors, and it builds your faith. But your faith is built on the rock that he's unchangeable. And what he did yesterday, he's going to do it today. Folks, I'm here to tell you, the same way you got saved back yesterday is the way people get saved today. Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, that hasn't changed. There's no other way to get into heaven but to believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you shall be saved. It hadn't changed. It's the same. There's not a new way. Our methods and all the different stuff going on, but it's still got to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. It's the same today as it was yesterday. But when you do that, it produces the same results. You are saved. You are redeemed. You are delivered. And you are set free. Jesus is the same. Remember this one over here in Acts chapter 10? Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were pressed of the devil. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, the Holy Ghost and power. He went about doing good and healing all that were pressed of the devil. He did it yesterday, and he's doing it today. Everybody say this. He did good yesterday. He's going to do good today. And he's going to do good forever. He never changes sides, folks. He never gets up one day and said, you know what? I've been on God's side for a long time. I think I'll go over here and play for the devil. He never pulls a Brett Favre. He's not going to change sides. What he did yesterday, he's going to do it today. And he's going to do it the same way, based on the same conditions. Over here in Mark chapter 1, we read a real important story about a leper who came to Jesus. And he didn't know what you know. And so he came to Jesus and he asked him a question. It's a very important question. And there came a leper, verse 40. Came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And Jesus moved with compassion. Everybody say moved. With compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately, everybody say immediately. Immediately. Everybody say immediately. Didn't say the next day, it said immediately. 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 The leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus healed yesterday, then Jesus is going to heal today, he's going to heal tomorrow, and he's going to heal forever. And one of the things that was very important in this story is the man did not know if it was God's will for him to be healed. Your faith has to be built on trust and confidence in God and his word, but then you got to know what he says. You got to know his will. You've got to know his desire. That's why it said they came to hear and to be healed. If you've always heard, well, God doesn't always heal. He don't want to heal you. He don't want to bless you. We don't lay hands on the sick anymore. That's all passed away. If that's what you've heard, then you got to hear the truth. You got to hear the word. But once you hear it, then it begins to build faith and confidence, because God does not lie and Jesus doesn't change. Amen. He touched him. He laid his hands on him, and faith came to that man. Oh, I am willing is what Jesus said. Or Jesus could have said it like this: it's my will for you to be healed. Now, I'm here to tell you, if he does it for one, he's going to do it for all. Because he's not a respecter of persons. If he's going to save one, he's going to save all. He said, I wish above all that all would be saved and come into the knowledge of the Father, the knowledge of the truth. And he once and for all answered that question and said, it's my will to heal. It's my will. And the way he did it is he laid hands on this leper and he was healed. Well, that immediately then takes me to John chapter 14. Jesus laid hands on this gentleman, and he was healed. And then Jesus said this in John 14. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Was he telling the truth? Was he lying? Is he the same? Yesterday, today, and forever? I hope that just goes in your ears. I hope you're laying down in bed and you hear my voice. Maybe you can put it in a better voice or another voice, but you hear Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he said yesterday that we would do the works that he does and greater works, because he goes to the Father. And he said, anything you ask or demand in my name, I'll do it. I give you power of attorney to use my name. And when you stretch forth your hand to heal in the name of Jesus, I'll do it. And it doesn't depend on me. It totally depends on Jesus and the immutability of his promise. Everybody say this: healing is easy. It's not hard. You know why it's easy? Let me tell you a story. My wife, Paige, she kept our two grandsons. We have a 3-year-old and a 1.5-year-old, and she kept them 2 weeks ago. And I'm here to tell you, they had an easy time. They came to the house. Gigi made them lunch, made their hot dogs, and cut them up for them. She put them down for a nap. She ran around. They went swimming. She did everything for those guys. Matter of fact, even when they decided to break out of... See, what Gigi does is she puts them in a room and she puts a little gate there. Oh, but the boys are growing up. They're good and strong, like their pop-pop. She comes out about 30 minutes later, and they have escaped. And she goes, oh, my. So she hears them giggling down the hallway. I don't think there's a boy on the planet who's not flushed something down a commode. The boys are having a great time in the commode, flushing and doing. Gigi, she goes, she goes in, she picks them up, she bathes them, she takes off her clothes, she takes care of them. When their mama picks them up later today, she hasn't a clue of what happened. They're clean. They smell good. They look good. All is well. You know why? Because it completely depended on Gigi. If we had to depend on the boys to do it, oh no. See, I'm here to tell you folks, healing and ministering to people and receiving your healing, it depends more on Jesus than it does on you. He said, you lay hands on the sick, you do the works that I do, and the works I do, you'll do, and greater works. Why? Because it depends on Jesus and his blood and the power in his name. It doesn't depend on me, it depends on him. It's on him. All I got to do is believe. Everybody say, we got the easy part. All we got to do is believe, folks. Be believing ones. Over here in Acts chapter 3 as we wind this thing down. Acts chapter 3 is a story about some guys, Peter and John. And Peter and John were there when Jesus said what he said in John 14. They heard that. They heard the works that I do, you're going to do, Peter and John, and you're going to do greater works than I do because I go to the Father. And anything you ask in my name, I'm going to do it for you. So they show up one day at the gate called Beautiful. And there's this guy who's been lame from his mother's womb. He's never walked. They say, silver and gold have I none, but such as I give I thee. They grab a hold of him and say, in the name of Jesus, rise and walk. And he walked. The works that I do, you'll do, and greater. Anything you ask in my name, I will do it. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. And notice what it says down here in verse 16 of Acts chapter 3. In his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. We do the laying, he does the healing, and they recover. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm the Lord your God. I change not. One of the things I wanted to remind you of tonight is the immutability of our Father. He's just unchangeable. He's not capable of changing his doctrine, his beliefs, and what he wants to do in your life. He is not capable of changing. He's Jehovah Rapha. He was yesterday. He's Jehovah Rapha today, and he's going to be Jehovah Rapha tomorrow. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. That was yesterday, but it's today, and it's forever. And the same Holy Spirit that was on Jesus is in us and upon us now as believers. And when we stretch forth our hands to heal, it's not our hands, it's his hands. And we don't do it in our ability or in our name, but in his ability, in his name, and they recover. These signs shall follow the believing ones, not the doubting ones, the questioning ones, and the wondering ones, but the believing ones. And all you've got to do is believe. And it's easy to believe because God never changes. He's more dependable than an atomic clock. He will never fail you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. So that you can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. God is on your side. He's with you. He's not going anywhere. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And the Spirit of God lives inside of you. Just as our pastor said, he wants to have close communion and fellowship with you. Because he wants to tell you, go over there and minister to that dear soul. You've got my spirit, you've got my word, you've got my promise, you've got my name, go do it. And he shows up. I'm so glad that we serve a Father who changes not. I'm so glad that his promises are true and they're real and just they're just as good and just as powerful as the day he met him. Jesus' name has not lost its power. When we show honor, reverence, and respect for that name, when we choose to believe in the power that is in that name, And we choose to be believing ones, whether we're having hands laid on us or we're the ones laying hands. But we choose to believe, then faith makes access to the power. And the same thing that happened to the man at the gate called Beautiful happens today. I believe it too, sister. Amen. See, that's why it's so important to constantly go back to His Word and get a fresh vision and a fresh revelation. You know, last Wednesday night, we had a laying on a hand service for healing. And people were hungry and people came down. And we believe people were healed. And see, when I come to God in faith, believing, and I say, Lord, I believe that I'm healed. When hands are laid on me, I'll be healed. My only responsibility after that is to praise Him and to thank Him. Praise and thanksgiving are the voice of faith. I praise Him and I'm thanking Him that it's done. Oh, I'm so thankful we go to a church that preaches the whole gospel. I'm thankful that we have a pastor who believes that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I'm so glad that every time we take a look at God's immutability, it reminds us that His promises are true. They're yes and amen. And all I have to say is, yes, Lord, I believe. Everybody say this with me. Say, yes, Lord. I believe. I believe that Jesus is the same. Today, as He was yesterday, and forever. Jesus is the healer. Jesus is my healer. And I say yes and amen to Jesus the healer. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we thank You so much for the truth of Your Word. And Father God, we just thank You for revelation, that it sinks down deep into our heart. These signs shall follow them that believe in My name. They'll lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Father God, thank You for Your love. Thank You for Your immutability. Thank You that You never, ever change. With eyes closed and heads bowed, no one looking around, one thing that never changes is that He wants to save souls. He wants to forgive sin. All we have to do is confess and repent, and He receives us. He forgives us. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'm going to lead us in a prayer tonight, a prayer to receive the Lord, but also a prayer to confess anything that's in our lives that is holding us back or caused us to slide back. And so I just want everyone in this room to pray this prayer together in faith, because He said if we'd call upon the name of the Lord, you would be saved. So let's all say this together. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, I believe Jesus is Your Son sent to die for me. And I confess Him as my Lord and Savior. I give You all my sin, all my hurts, cares, and worries. And I receive Your forgiveness. I receive new life on the inside of me. Thank You for loving me, forgiving me, and dying for me. I'm a child of God, and I'm in fellowship with You in Jesus' name. No one looking around, everybody eyes closed, heads bowed. If you prayed that now and it meant something to you, raise your hand and put it back down real quick. You're just confirmed. Thank You so much. Thank You. Thank You. Amen. He hears your prayers. He